What's on your mind, Cairns? Call 1300 872 911 now to talk to Macca. Thanks to Pacific Toyota. Better service, better range, better by far North Queensland on 846 4CA.
Yes, time's on 16 past 10. That talk number 1-300-872-911. We've got Danny Betros is on the line. G'day, Danny.
Morning, John.
What are you saying today, Dan?
Mate, I'm just a bit outraged with the Cairns Post today outlining donations to Paul Taylor or those in the CBD. And in particular, I was then looking for who's donated to the other parties.
Yes.
And I just thought that was a bit unfair. It doesn't matter who you support. If they're going to come out and say, well, these people have donated to this candidate, then they really should be, you know, saying the same about, you know, Terry and Amy and all the others.
Precisely.
I just felt that was a bit not quite a balanced report. And then I found it even more astounding to hear the interpretation by Brett Moller, who, I, you know, has always got this legal interpretation. I mean, Cairns wasn't built on government. It was really built by private enterprise. And where we are today is because of private enterprise. And there needs to be better interaction between people wanting to invest millions, hundreds of millions in some case, with councillors and the mayor. And it shouldn't be, you know, hiding, and the councillors and the mayor shouldn't be hiding from these people who want to invest. People invest if they feel the community is behind them and if the leadership of a town is behind them. So for Brett Moller to come out and say, well, you know, the mayor wouldn't be able to make a comment on the upgrade of the Esplanade or beautification of the streets or something for the benefit of the community because, you know, certain people in the CBD donated to a campaign. I think that's just insane. That's just a ridiculous interpretation because no one person benefits from, you know, an upgrade in footpaths or streetscaping or, the Esplanade. It's a community thing. So, you know, if that's Brett's interpretation, we're in trouble because, you know, I know certain councillors who will cross the road to avoid running into a developer coming the same way. And I could love to name them right on here, but I won't. And this is the stupidity now that the councillors and the mayor hide for cover. And, you know, if the mayor's seen having a coffee with someone, there's some idiot with a camera photographs it and immediately assumes there's something up.
Yes.
You know, the candidates and the mayor have to be in touch with serious people who are going to invest serious money in the town. And they should be completely accessible to hear what their plans are. And I just can't for the life of me see why that would be any issue. Mm. But, you know, the Cairns Post has taken upon itself to, okay, let's tell you who's been donating to Paul.
Yeah.
But by the way, who's been donating to Terry? Who's been donating to the other candidates? I think we're entitled to know. And I just find it very biased. And the Cairns Post now is obviously reduced to a little rag of a couple of stories locally, and the rest of it's just a repeat of the Courier Mail, which is even more disappointing. But I just think that's really a lack of balanced reporting, and it's unfair on any candidate to have their stuff published, but not everyone else's.
Well, it's interesting. Paul got all his figures in first of all the candidates. They do actually admit in the final sentence of this coverage in the Cairns Post, at deadline, none of the other six Cairns mayoral candidates had declared their donations on the ECQ's website. So Paul's being punished for being first in and finalising his arrangements. So I just think it's bizarre.
You know, why has this story come out 2 days before the election?
Yes.
I mean, really, this should have come out 2 or 3 weeks ago. Mm. And they should publish everybody's donations.
Exactly, simultaneously.
But then, you know, to go to Brett Moller, who's unopposed, who's got always got the legal interpretation, and you know, he can't make a decision. He couldn't even make a decision about fishing on the Esplanade unless someone did a report at the cost of ratepayers to support his view.
Mm.
You know, it's just ridiculous to say that, okay, so anything that's voted on in the CBD beautification in the future, you know, Paul may not be able to, if he is elected, of course, you know, he may not be able to stay in the room. What a lot of rubbish. If they say, hey, we're going to spend $10 million upgrading footpaths, does Paul have to walk out of the room because somebody in the street donated to its campaign? I mean, I've never heard so much gibberish in all my life. What sort of a town are we going to, you know, we're the Basil Fawlties of local government where, you know, the ratepayers or people get in the road of us making decisions.
Exactly.
I mean, it's just nonsense.
Mm.
You know, there has to be much more open government, has to be much more open communication between the mayor, the deputy mayor, councillors and those that want to invest in the town. Kasana Bood would have never come here unless we met. You know, Bob Manning, to his credit, got all the councillors, he got Ports North, he got the airport, he got everybody in a room to make him feel welcome. And what Brett's saying is today you couldn't do that. You just wouldn't be able to do it. So the guy would have, he just would have taken his $500 million elsewhere and we wouldn't have the new hotels. Mm. And it's just common sense, you know, it's for the benefit of the community. Mm. You should be able to meet with people. You know, and I just find the attitude of some of the councillors, but I'm actually really cranky at the Cairns Post. It's almost, you know, I think everybody needs to disclose who's backing their campaigns, particularly the Unity team, because they say, oh, yeah, vote for the team and, you know, we'll get you better results. Well, who's backing them?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, how many conflicts are going to be with them if they're accusing Paul of the same? So I think the Cairns Post is guilty of very poor journalism, of unbalanced reporting. And I think we all need to be aware that the realities of life are no one's going to invest $100 million in Cairns unless you get to meet with the local leaders, whether they be local, state, federal, whatever. And those leaders should be accessible without, you know, fear of someone saying, well, you know, you're corrupt or you've taken bribes or some sort of nonsense like that. That's how the real world works. So that's my view.
Good on you, Danny. Appreciate your call. Thank you, Danny Betros, on the line.